I enter this conversation with the same respect I've always shown to Detroit Police Chief James Craig. For a variety of reasons, this conversation will be somewhat limited while also touching on some of the obvious stories that are following Chief James Craig around, including nationwide, as I saw him again last night. He's become a regular on Fox News. Last night, he was with Laura Ingraham. I appreciate you getting up early and being with us, Chief. Good morning.
Oh, you know, I got to tell you, thank you for having me on your show. Actually, I started my day this morning very early on WDIB with Everard and Rhonda, and then I'm here with you, and then in about a half hour, 45 minutes, I'll be with Channel 7. And so, contrary to belief, yes, I do a lot of national Fox, but I also go on Newsmax, occasionally CNN. So I've been very fortunate. And I just got to tell you, it's bittersweet. I know that I stand up for all the good cops, not just here in the great city of Detroit, but across our nation. And sadly, they just don't get enough support.
No, they don't.
And that's what I hear. You know, I got to tell you, when I did a press conference, it might have been a month ago now, when our officers, you know, they've been met with increased aggression, being shot at, guns pointed at them. They still go out and do their work. And so I said, you know, the public needs to know this, because by and large, Detroit, Metro Detroit, they support this police department. They know what our cops are facing. I'm going to tell you, I asked a few folks to stand with me to denounce this level of violence, and without naming a name, said, I won't do it. I won't do it. And that will forever resonate with me as what's wrong today. Look, if a police officer engages in criminal misconduct, you know, I'm quick to be transparent. I call it what it is. The great cops don't stand behind someone who engages in criminal conduct. But these same people that will not stand and denounce violence against police officers are the first ones that will call the police when they need help. Shameful.
Sure. Well, you know, it's very hard doing this interview, Chief, because you and I have a friendship. I hope a mutual respect. I think so. You
absolutely
gave me a great deal of information last Friday, and I'm trying to not have that influence how I'm asking you questions. So I'm asking questions that should be asked anyway.
Can I help you, Paul W?
I'm going to go someplace.
I'm going to help you. And I think it's important because, like everybody I've talked to over the last 24 hours, they want to know what the next chapter looks like. And that's personal. I'm evaluating options, and that's where it stays.
Okay.
What I will say is I continue to be deeply passionate as a public servant and a leader. You know, so I guess saying I'm retiring is, I might be retiring from law enforcement, but I'm not retiring to be a public servant.
Well, let me say,
whatever direction I go, you
care so deeply about how the men and women in blue have been treated across this country. I suspect that for a moment you said, geez, I can't leave. They need a police chief. The country needs to see a police chief that stands behind their people. But maybe it occurred to you that in another position, you might be able to affect that kind of change throughout the great state of Michigan, in police departments, sheriff departments, everywhere, and in fact then be a shining light for the rest of the country. And here's something that came to me. May 1st, a highly placed, well-known Republican, I won't say their name because they didn't give me permission to use this, but I'm going to say, May 1st, before all of this started, Chief, this person asked me about my relationship with you and saying, I'm thinking he would make an excellent candidate for governor. And that, of course, is what's being thrown around a lot by a lot of people, but it was being looked at by the Republican Party long before you and I ever talked about anything like that, and I'm not going to go down that road until you're ready to make the announcement.
Well, I can say this. I'm going to be candid. I mean, that part's no secret that people have reached out to me. from the state and national GOP have expressed an interest in me for my leadership. But I'm viewed not just as someone who's served with distinction, and I've had a great team. I hate to talk about me because that's not what it's about, but really as someone who's a unifying leader. And we need that desperately in our country. But let me tell you, since the rumors started to swirl, and contrary to what some would say, there are a lot of Democrats that have reached out to me. I've had Democrats say, look, I'm not a Republican. I'm a Democrat. But you as the person, I believe in you. And so those things weigh very heavy on me. And so while I'm evaluating options, I'm certainly going to assist the department as I transition out, because that's my focus right now, and continue to think about my next steps. And I appreciate you going down that path. I'm comfortable with it. And I've told every journalist that's interviewed me, they want to know. They want it to be breaking news on their outlet. And I'm not there. I'm not at a point where I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to announce on June 2nd what I'm going to do. I'm not even making that type of commitment. But whatever decision I make, it will certainly be after I'm retired.
But let me make something clear, and I hate this the way I have to ask this question, because it's become such – you do identify as a Republican, correct?
Absolutely. Conservative, okay. Republican. And by the way, I think it needs to be said now, for those who thought this was a wake up one morning at the last minute and said, oh, I'm a Republican, just so I could run for an office, they're misguided.
Well, they haven't been paying attention to what you've said and what you've done in your leadership role. You've always been a conservative. If we throw Republican on there, that's fine. But if people didn't know you were conservative in your stands and views, which you've never been shy about sharing, they weren't paying attention.
Right. They weren't paying attention. But I can tell you what, my family knows, and they have known. People close to me in the department know. And I've worked with those who lean left. I've worked with those who lean right. And the steady hand of leadership never wavered. Consistency. So what you see in me as your chief, nothing changes. And so it's amazing and not surprising, you know, that already there's some on the left peddling this narrative. Well, he was going to get fired. His contract wasn't going to be renewed. No. I left and leaving on my own. So I can stop them right now. I'm leaving here with my head high. It was a very emotional day yesterday. I got to tell you, I got some heartfelt emails. And did it weigh heavy on me to stay and support these men and women DPD because I love them? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I got to tell you, just going through emails, a sergeant in the department, she just said it, and it's a long, I'm not going to read the letter, I don't think I need to, but she said it was an absolute honor to witness your leadership in her 17 years. And yes, that includes some of my predecessors. I have never seen leadership as you have displayed. Never seen leadership that you have displayed. She didn't know whether or not if I was a conservative or a liberal. And so when I hear a former chief get on his soapbox, you know, as much as I want to say it, I assume the role of leader in this department and trust and believe the department was broken. It was broken. Community knows it. And the men and women who serve know it. It's not made up. And you know it, Paul W.
Of course. And I know that you've gone a long way to fix it, and I salute you for that. Just a final word, if you would, Chief, to the men and women of the Detroit Police Department that you've been so honored to serve. Can you just give them a final shout-out?
You know what? I love you. You run the dangers when others won't. They stood behind me. They stood with me, aside me. And when I needed them to go out and fight violent crime, they still go out to work every night, put their lives in the line. You heard me say it yesterday. An average of 100 concealed carry arrests a week. Oof. Knowing that the aggression of some violent suspects has enhanced exponentially, but they go out and do it anyway. These are the kind of men and women who serve this great city, and I love them, and I am going to continue in a very bold and courageous way speak out against the madness of dismantling, defunding our police department.
Detroit Police Chief James Craig, we look forward to your next announcement, which will be coming soon, I'm sure, and we wish you well, and as I say, look forward to hearing what you will officially be looking at in your future. Appreciate it,
all
Chief.
All right, Paul W. Appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Very good. Detroit Police Chief James Craig, retiring from the police force, but he is not retiring from helping the people of Detroit and the people of Michigan, I can tell you that. As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.